Just about 10 blocks from the site of the Mission Bay fire is the Asian Art Museum, where CAMFest, the country's largest Asian American film festival, opens tonight. The 11-day event showcases the vibrant local and international Asian film scene through movies, food, panel discussions, and music. Festival director Masashi Niwanu shared with us this year's festival highlights.
Over the years, my conversations with Grace have evolved.
Ah! It's so exciting! Guess
what? One of the films that I'm really excited about is our centerpiece presentation. It's American Revolutionary, The Evolution of Grace Lee Boggs.
I'm sorry. I think that if we stick to those categories of race and class and gender, we are stuck.
Pioneering activists in the African-American community, Asian-American community, and beyond.
She's been a Marxist theoretician, a Black Power activist, and has a thick FBI file.
Grace has made more contributions to the Black struggle than most Black people have.
A lot of what I see in Asian American filmmaking is reflected in this, and that is that we see ourselves in a larger picture. We don't see ourselves kind of in the shell of we're Asian Americans and we stick to each other, but we're part of so many different communities, especially here in the Bay Area.
So you guys look nice.
Thanks.
Where are you up to?
Okay.
Another film that we're very excited about is actually from New Zealand and is called Flat 3. It's a web series about three very spunky, charismatic females who live in this flat together, and it's exploding with humor.
What's your name? Your real name? Don't you think it's so weird that you're hitchhiking by yourself? On your own? You're a bit old to do that? Where's your girlfriend?
Just leave him alone.
Why? So one of us can go out with him and then you can... him?
Wow. Do you have to?
What?
Have no filter.
5,000 people like me this way.
Yeah, well, I don't. So, my little sister.
We always want to make sure that we are showcasing Bay Area talent. I mean, it's important for us, equally as important to showcase huge international films to local stories and local filmmakers. One of them is East Side Sushi. This is a film by Anthony Lucerno and is shot all in Oakland.
We don't usually hire women for the kitchen because they have to lift the pots of hot water and the bags of rice are 50 pounds.
My daughter is 52 pounds, and I can carry her for hours.
That film is a beautiful film because it mixes different communities. It's the Latino community and Asian American communities, and about this woman who starts as a dishwasher, and wants to become a sushi chef. And we find out that it's hard if you're not Japanese.
Can you start tomorrow?
Yes.
One of my gems at our fest is called Directions in Sound, and this is our live music showcase. And this is where we celebrate storytelling through music. And we have five amazing Korean bands that are flying here to San Francisco and then heading back. We do want to be a festival that reflects the kind of creativity that is in the Asian American community. So we do include web series, we have films. I'm hoping that people look at our program and go, this is different. This is different from what a standard film festival would do.